This time on the program, we're going to talk about the Quincy Rotary Club's annual Valentine's Day fundraiser. It is back in person for 2022 this year. Karen Smith and Jen Orman are here to tell us all about it. Welcome, ladies. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, and happy Valentine's Day early. Karen, as I mentioned, 2021 was a virtual fundraiser, right?
It was.
How did that go, by the way?
It went well. Yeah. Our goal was to sell 100 boxes, and we sold 150.
Okay.
So we went 50 above. So we had to kind of think outside the box, no pun intended.
Bump, bump, yeah.
our annual fundraiser is normally an in-person auction.
Okay.
Where we raised between $50,000 and $60,000.
Wow.
So we had to figure out other ways of raising money last year.
Okay, and you did?
We did.
Yeah, you quickly pivoted, as they say, right?
Yes.
So that's great to hear. Very good. For folks who aren't aware, first of all, a little primer about the Rotary Club, if you could.
Sure. It's a service organization, and it works both locally and internationally. We sponsor all different things. Locally, we give out $35,000 a year in scholarships to the two high schools. We sponsor, you know, different teams. We volunteer at food pantries. We've been working a lot locally with Leslie Bryson, who's the outreach coordinator for the Quincy Public Schools. This year, we made backpacks for the displaced students with personal care items. So we try to do a lot of hands-on things. Also, we do international projects. I was fortunate enough to go to the Dominican Republic.
Really?
And do a water project down there, and we installed water filters. We also helped with a clinic.
Wow. Displaced students, Karen, here in Quincy, where are those folks?
So they're students that are either couch surfing, which means they don't have a home.
Yeah.
So they may stay 2 or 3 days with, you know, one family, then go to another. Some are staying in a car, a vehicle. Some are staying at homeless shelters if they're, you know, 18 or older. Also, some students are in DSS.
Yep.
Is it still called DSS? I'm
well,
not sure. But
the what was
yes,
yeah,
state
yeah.
services,
yeah.
Foster care, any of that.
You know, I don't think folks think here in Quincy that that happens. And when they hear that, I think that's probably eye-opening.
I was shocked.
I bet.
Like, I couldn't believe it. And Leslie Bryson is an angel on earth.
Yeah.
Like, I've never, she gives so much of herself, you know, driving students so they can finish up, you know, a school year somewhere, or, you know, getting called on a Saturday or Sunday and going out and helping someone. And it's just, she's an incredible woman.
Yeah. Jen, let's talk a little bit about why you got involved with Rotary and what it is you enjoy most about it.
So I got involved because of Karen.
It's all your fault.
She invited me. I feel like a total newbie. I've only been involved for a couple of years now.
Okay.
And service before self.
Yes.
Is the is like the slogan.
Motto.
Motto,
yep.
Yeah. And that just resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
Being a business owner for 26 years next month, I feel it's the most important thing that we can do is be a good neighbor and be a part of our community and help out wherever we can. And I think the Rotary is amazing. It's all action, and we definitely network and learn about each other, and then it's all how can we help others.
Yeah.
And it's an honor to be a part of it.
What projects have you worked on that you most enjoyed or appreciated?
Like Karen mentioned, the homeless students.
Yeah.
And pretty much everything that we've done in the last couple of years, I try to help. I mean, everything changed with the pandemic, and I've only been to one auction, I think, in real life, and that was fun. But I try to be involved wherever I can.
Sure. Yeah. Well, good for you for getting involved with this particular event. Karen, is this one of the major fundraisers for the Rotary, would you say, the Valentine's Box fundraiser?
Yes, we'll still do an auction. We're not sure if it'll be in person or virtual like we did last year.
Okay.
But yes, because we need to raise $30,000 for the scholarships.
Okay.
So this should help us raise around $10,000 of that.
Okay. So where did this idea for the Valentine's fundraiser come from? How did that all get going?
Last year we were
yeah.
trying to throw around ideas, and it was funny because Jen and I were both taking kind of an online class on subscription boxes. And we had,
which have like exploded.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
They're everywhere now, yeah. from meals to clothing to you name it, you know.
Yep. This woman that teaches, I mean, how many people did she have sign up? I'm trying to remember. In like 4 days.
Thousands.
Yeah,
really?
Like thousands.
Thousands. Yeah. It was a really interesting online class that we took, which gave us an idea. We did this box, right, was it the beginning of the pandemic?
Yes.
To help out
South Shore Survival Box.
Yeah.
And we worked with 13 different local businesses, mm-hmm. and we had done that. Mm-hmm. I have done boxes in my store. Jen has done, you know, holiday boxes
sure.
in her store.
Yeah.
So when we were trying to think of something, we threw out this idea, and everyone's like, yeah, that's a great idea,
yep.
you know, because people didn't have to really do it in person. We even deliver them. So if someone's local, we'll deliver it. They can, you know, pick it up at my store. Mm-hmm. We've even last year, we mailed one to Florida. We mailed one to New York, one to California. So
it's really nice too, because I feel like as a small business owner, we talk about this frequently. We get asked by everybody for donations, every
oh, sure.
organization,
yeah.
every nonprofit. And it's hard to always be donating. So with this box, we actually pay the small business. There's how many? Is there 11?
There's 11
small businesses in this box,
okay.
and we pay them for it. We don't ask for donations.
Some donate it, and some
yeah.
we pay for.
Of course.
Right. Okay, so you really
it's a win-win.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
helping out the businesses.
We're raising money.
And raising money for the road.
We're helping small businesses,
that
and we're getting the word out there as well. And
yeah.
so.
All right, so let's talk about it. It's the Valentine Box fundraiser. Again, proceeds benefit to scholarships for high school students here in Quincy. So how does it all work, Karen?
So people can buy the box. It's
yep.
$120.
Okay.
The value is around about $220.
So it's half price.
Yes, exactly. Who doesn't like a bargain?
That's right.
For most people, they love it because it's a feel-good thing. You know, because the money that we're raising is going back to help students within your own community.
Yes.
So it's kind of a good thing. Plus, guys never know what to get their Valentine. We make it nice and easy. It's all in a box.
Yes.
They can just hand it over.
That's the most convenient part of all. Yes.
This morning, I had to meet somebody. He was buying four of them
okay.
for his wife and his daughters, you know, for Valentine's Day.
There you go.
We had someone the other day called. They bought seven of them, and they were buying them for all the women in his office. He
okay.
owns an insurance company in Quincy. So it was really nice.
Okay.
So not... You don't have to just buy one. You can buy for multiple Valentines.
There's no limit, right?
No limit.
Okay.
So we have inside the box, there's a $50 gift card to Alba. There's a half pound of coffee from Jen. There's also two gift cards for six free drinks at Coffee Break, a
mm-hmm.
scarf from Karen's Corner. Granite Leaks donated a $25 gift card, and that can be used at the driving range, in the pro shop, in a restaurant there.
Okay.
So Littlefield Salon gave us a $15 gift card. Bontilio's gave us a $10 gift card and a cookie. Dependable Cleaners gave us a gift card. Pearl and Lime gave us a gift card. I'm so afraid I'm going to forget somebody.
Pure Affections.
Yep, Pure Affections. We have two chocolates from them.
Yes.
Rogers Jewelry gave us a 1% off coupon.
Nice.
USS Salem gave us two free passes. That's everything.
And the wine glass.
Yes, and a wine glass. No wine, though.
No,
next year we'll have to do that, everyone keeps saying.
And it's all organized in a beautifully displayed box, which you can now show off to folks. And this is what you will get with your donation.
This is like an...
So there's Karen's scarf, right?
Unboxing.
Yes.
A live unboxing.
And what's nice is all the gift cards are just in this nice little organza bag.
That is nice.
So that way people won't lose them.
Yeah, that is a great feature, actually, absolutely. And it comes just like this?
Yes.
Okay.
Just like this. So it's nice and easy.
I'm guessing Rotary volunteers are putting these all together? Is that?
Yes, at the front of my store right now.
Is that right?
There's a nice big 6-foot table,
yep.
and we have like a little assembly line, and we put it all together.
Okay. And it comes just like this when you go to pick it up?
Yes.
And it's ready to go.
It's ready to go.
And you mentioned delivery?
We do local delivery, so, you know, Quincy, Braintree, Weymouth,
okay.
We will deliver them, and we'll set up a time to deliver them. And if someone's not home, they can tell us where to leave it.
Okay. 150 boxes is your goal. How many have you sold so far?
has 68 as of today.
Wow, all right.
So we're almost halfway there.
Okay, is there a deadline to place your order, or?
We're gonna sell them until we sell out, and we hope to sell it before Valentine's Day. That's our goal.
Okay, all right. And all the proceeds from this particular event just for the high school scholarships?
Yes, everything goes right towards high school scholarships for North Quincy and Quincy High School.
Do you need more donations, volunteers? What do you need, Karen?
Well, right now we're all set. We have, you know, 150 of all the items we're putting in there.
Okay.
But last year when we were actually on your show, a local merchant contacted us and said, you know, when you do it next year, you know, please involve me. So
good.
If anyone's interested for next year or if anyone's interested in finding out what Rotary's about, you know, we're always there to answer.
Next question, how do I order my box? How do I get my box?
So you can go to Quincy Rotary on our website online. You can stop in Karen's Corner Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5 to pick up your box, or you can call the store and order it over the phone.
Okay.
And they can pay via Venmo, credit card, cash, or check.
Okay, very good. Do you see this as maybe a seasonal thing? Is there like a, I don't know, St. Patrick's Day box and 4th of July box? Or?
We were joking in the beginning because the first week we only sold like 10 boxes and we're like, what are we going to do? And someone's like, it's going to be a Mother's Day box.
There you go.
But no, I think we're on track to sell out of them, so we won't have to make it a Mother's Day box. We do have another fundraiser next month.
Yeah.
We have a calendar for March. And every day in March you can end up winning an item. And then if we do our auction or some version of it, that will be in May. So next few months will be very busy for Rotarians.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Jen, anything else you'd like to let folks know about?
This box is just so beautiful, isn't it? No, I appreciate you having us on.
No, it's our
pleasure.
This
is like a great gift idea and win-win.
Well, the big story is, you know, the story you told about the kids who are needing help and how this will help them. Because to grant them a scholarship to continue their education would change their future, really, you know, in ways that they might not be able to see before that. Have you heard past kind of success stories like that or, you know, stories about
the other thing
kids?
That's really important about Rotary scholarships is we actually go in and we interview the students.
Yeah.
We don't just look at a piece of paper and say, oh, this is the person that's top in the class.
Yeah.
What we're looking for when we hand out our scholarships are well-rounded students. We want the student that, you know, might be involved in sports, student government, in the arts, you know, whether theater or whatever in school. You know, other students that are working and, you know, trying to get through high school, you know, that need it. So we don't go for, you know, the top 10% of the class or anything. We had one boy last year when I was reading through the applications. We had to do it a little differently last year because of COVID.
Sure.
And, you know, he was dyslexic. And he was talking about, you know, he didn't think he would be able to get a scholarship. And we were able to. And a few years ago, it was really unbelievable. I was reading the scholarship applications. And my sister-in-law taught at Bernazani School, and she's passed away. And the student said that their life changed, and she was going into education because of the teacher she had, and it was my sister-in-law that she was talking about, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And before they come in, you know, to be interviewed, you go through the scholarships, and I'm reading through the application, I'm like, okay, don't cry, don't cry. But it really hit home, like, the impact my sister-in-law had.
Talk about bringing it full circle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about, for sure, when is the scholarship a ceremony, if you will, award ceremony?
Both high schools usually do it the first week of June, and we actually go in. So we will interview usually after February vacation or sometime in March. Then the students will be notified. We have them come to Rotary, and we introduce them. They tell us, you know, what their future plans are.
Sure.
And then Mary Lou Fishman is the chairperson this year of the scholarship, and she'll go to both ceremonies and actually hand out the scholarships.
That must be a fun night, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you it is, sure. Jen, anything else?
I think we covered it.
I think we did. All right, I hope it's a successful event again this year, I really do. And it goes right up to Valentine's Day or until you're sold out, whichever comes first.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Great to have you both in here.
Thank you.
You are
Thank
welcome.
You very much.